Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 24. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise? And they remembered his words. This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. All throughout this Lenten season and Holy Week, we have turned our attention to Luke's Gospel and the various places of Christ's passion. The upper room, the Garden of Gethsemane, the courtyard, Mount Calvary. Real places with real people where the Son of God suffered and died so that for you, the forgiveness of sins is real. The resurrection of the body is real. Life everlasting is real. It's easy to get distracted at Easter, with the lilies and dresses and hats and eggs and chocolate bunnies and baskets and all the things that get associated with this holiday. But we come here this morning to celebrate Christ's victory over death. It's easy to get distracted and even overwhelmed by all the outside noise. When you listen to Luke tell the Easter story, he focuses your attention on one thing: remembering the words of Jesus. The first Easter, as we heard in our gospel reading, it was a swirl of activity and emotion. Women went to the tomb early in the morning with spices, and they find the tomb is open. The body of Jesus is gone. And they come across these two men who are dressed, as it says, in dazzling apparel, fancier than any Easter dress. And these men, they know what the women are doing. They said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And they know what's happened. They said, "He's risen. He's not here." And they even know what had been done in the past and what Jesus had said to them. They said, "Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." In the midst of all of the commotion, all of the sorrow that they had been experiencing as Jesus died when they did not expect him to die, even though he had said, "I will be crucified and on the third day rise." It was unexpected. It was an unwanted reality that they were dealing with. And in the midst of all this, they remember his words. Memory can be powerful. Remembering can take us away from our present. I see this happen all the time at funerals. Members of the family will gather around the casket. Someone comes and simply begins to remember, tell stories. And soon you see these people taken away from the awfulness of the present reality, the death of a loved one, and they're taken to another place where weary faces brighten. You can even hear laughter, even at a funeral. It happens all the time. Such is the power of remembering. It can rescue you out of your present. On the other hand, there's another kind of remembering that does not take you away from where you are, but rather brings you more fully into the present reality. You see this happen with new grandparents. On the day they hold their first grandchild, You know, you have your son or daughter, place it in your mother's arms, and she remembers what it was like. She cradles the child, looks up, and begins to talk about what it was like when you were young. This time, memory does not take her away from the present, but it brings her more fully into it. So what kind of remembering happens at Easter? What happens when God comes among us and through his word causes us to remember his word? Does he take us away, rescue us from the present? Or does he bring us more fully into it? Well, the answer is yes. He does both. When you look at the woman at the women at the tomb, you know, remembering the Lord's words, it brings joy and brightens their weary faces far more than remembering funny stories at a funeral. They are immediately brought more fully into the present. With the words of Jesus, they begin to understand this strange new reality that surrounds them. There's an empty grave. There is the presence of angels. These things now, only now, start to make sense when they remember the words of Jesus, the words that he had spoken concerning being crucified, rising from the dead on the third day, participating in the kingdom of heaven. Without remembering his words, there's only confusion. When they remember his words, the empty grave brings joy. It gives a glimpse of the joy of heaven. The good news is that the empty grave is just as real for us as it was for them. You know, 7 weeks ago, I gave a presentation. We hosted the Quincy Bible Institute on the evidence of the resurrection. I won't give you my whole hour presentation this morning, but let's just say there really was an empty tomb, and you can prove it. I mean, not even the critics of Jesus could deny it. And all the Roman world was talking about it, even the emperor. This, what we celebrate this morning, it really happened. Jesus of Nazareth died, and he rose from the dead. As the Son of God, he rescued you out of this present life. Our world tries to tell us differently. Our world treats it like the disciples did at first. It's an idle tale. But remembering the words of Jesus not only rescues us out of the sin and brokenness of this life, but remembering Jesus' words also brings us more fully into the present. When we remember our Lord's words at Easter, the world around us acts like we've entered some, you know, world of imagination, or we've lost touch with reality. The Son of God rising from the dead, a world filled with sin and the devil and angels and demons. I mean, get with the modern times, we are told. Well, in these modern times, the reality is we live in a world filled with sin and the devil and angels and demons. And there is still an empty tomb in Jerusalem testify that the words of Jesus are real and need to be remembered. Which is why it is good that we remember these words of Jesus. And in doing so, he rescues us out of this present world of sin and death and Satan. On Maundy Thursday, I proposed a question. Said, think of how radically different it would be If all of the people sitting around you right now knew everything that you had ever done, every moment, every failure, every unfortunate word, it would make for a very different gathering this morning. Uncomfortable even. Well, all of us have a past and a present that is strewn with anger, fractured relationships, enemies, perceived and real, perhaps even a broken relationship with God, leaving you feeling defeated. Some even believe that our past has destroyed our future. But God comes today and speaks to you and says, remember. Remember my word of promise, my suffering, my death, my cross, my empty grave. It's for you. Your sins are forgiven because Jesus carried every broken or fractured word or work to the cross and the grave. He rose from the grave. What he carried there stayed. He is the author of life. And through him, you are a redeemed child of God. In remembering his word, he takes away from us that which causes us to be broken. He rescues us from this present world of sin and death and brokenness. In remembering his word, he makes the reality of salvation. He makes eternal life yours, right here, right now. The joy we have as baptized children of God is we're not waiting around for eternal life to come. Our old Adam has already drowned and died. We have already been raised up to a new life in Christ, and he who is the resurrection and the life says, he who believes in me will never die. Today, Luke proclaims the resurrection, and he asks us to remember. Remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is in him that you are forgiven. It is by him that you have new life. It is with him that your life is a part of the reality of his kingdom being revealed right here, right now. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.